Do you want to know what to eat right now, today, to lose weight? Welcome to day one of my podcast, The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. I'm Deborah Keston, nutrition researcher and award-winning author, and I'm on a mission to give you the science-backed weight loss wisdom you need to eat less and weigh less without dieting. In each episode, I'll translate cutting-edge weight loss research into actions you can take that can make a real difference in your weight and well-being. And unlike traditional diets, meaning restrictive food regimens you go on and that end after a while, in each episode you'll discover a scientifically sound way of eating based on 21st century science that you can practice for a lifetime. I created this podcast because I know millions of you are struggling with weight and other diet-related body-mind conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, depression, and more. In each episode, I'll give you a step-by-step roadmap for rethinking and redesigning a sustainable everyday way of eating that leads to weight loss and physical and mental well-being. I know a lot about this because for 20-plus years, I did research, published research, on the root causes of and solutions to overeating and overweight. And I did this research in collaboration with behavioral scientist and my husband, Larry Sherwitz, in a study Larry and I did with more than 5,000 people. Those who completed my 6-week, 18-lesson online e-course on optimal eating, plus our 74-item What's Your Overeating Style self-assessment quiz, ate less and lost weight without dieting. I believe that one of the key reasons so many of us struggle with food and weight is that 20th century nutritional science has taught us to replace our centuries-old relationship to food and a way of eating that our ancestors enjoyed for thousands of years with what I call today's eating by number. Here's what I mean. In the last century, since nutritional science as we know it today was born, we've learned to count calories and carbs and to figure fat, both in food and our bodies. And we've learned to weigh our worth based on a number on a scale and to obsess about our weight and what's in our food and the best way to eat. During presentations, I sometimes ask the audience, how many of you have heard the recent dietary guideline for Americans to limit fat intake to between 20 and 35% of total calories each day? Most would raise their hands. My next question is, how many of you know if you're achieving this? The response? Silence, stares, and a smattering of raised hands that I've learned often from dietitians. At a book signing in New Orleans, retired General David Petraeus reminded his audience about something I think applies deeply to our relationship to food and optimal eating. Quote, over time, he said, hearts and minds still matter, end quote. Clearly, our eating by number mentality has taken the meaning out of meals, and it ignores the deep pleasure we derive when we dine on delicious food with others in a pleasant atmosphere. If you want to know what I mean, think of a wonderful, memorable dining experience. Were you alone, counting calories, or eating comfort food mindlessly? Or did your delightful dining experience include others? What about the meal made it memorable? Where were you? In each podcast of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, I'll merge ancient food wisdom with cutting-edge insights from state-of-the-art science that answers a question that has become ever more critical. What does it mean to eat optimally to achieve weight loss and well-being without dieting? To answer this, I'll turn Larry's and my combined decades of experience in teaching, nutrition research, psychology, and research on the new medical specialty of lifestyle medicine to reveal the profound impact that cultivating a whole person dietary lifestyle can have on weight and mental and physical well-being. The bottom line, as you'll discover, the more we veer from what I call our food roots, meaning the more we stray from what and how we ate for thousands of years, the more likely we are to overeat and gain weight. Speaking of which, now is a good time for me to introduce you to today's new normal overeating styles that Larry and I discovered that lead to overeating and overweight. What's illuminating about them is this. Our newly identified overeating styles, which I'll be telling you about throughout various episodes of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed podcast, are the complete opposite of what and how humankind ate for thousands of years. For example, they are the complete opposite of the health-enhancing Mediterranean diet, actually the Mediterranean lifestyle we hear so much about today. Here's what you need to know today to benefit from each episode of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. The foundation of the science-backed weight loss wisdom I'll be telling you about in each episode is based on Larry's and my research, which shows that for the first time, it is possible to overcome overeating and lose weight by tapping into the underlying reasons you personally overeat and gain weight. We call these your overeating styles. But this podcast is more than an educational experience. It is an invitation to transform your relationship to food, eating, and weight by learning how to replace the reasons you overeat with the science-backed elements of whole-person integrative eating. As powerful, I'll show you how to reshape your understanding of what to eat and the under-recognized importance of how to eat for weight loss and well-being. And I'll be telling you about scores of other 21st century studies and scientists whose work has literally changed the nutrition landscape, so much so that we now know that your food choices can empower you to, one, lose weight and keep it off, two, have a strong immune system so that you can effectively and confidently fight disease, three, prevent health problems for which you're at high risk. For instance, both my parents had heart disease, but I don't, in large part because of the dietary lifestyle I've been following for decades. Four, I'll also be telling you how to eat to reverse, yes, reverse, chronic diet-related conditions you're currently struggling with. And, for example, I'll also show you how to switch off genes you have that put you at risk for certain health problems so the condition doesn't manifest. In other words, welcome to 21st century nutritional science. In each episode of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, I'll translate Larry's and my cutting-edge whole-person weight loss research, as well as state-of-the-art studies from many other stellar scientists, into practical step-by-step actions you can take to replace today's diet think, which doesn't work for most of us, into a fulfilling, enjoyable, health-filled way of eating that can make a real difference in your weight and mind-body well-being. In other words, as you build on the small, incremental, in-action guidelines I end with each episode, and you integrate them into what I call your dietary lifestyle, you'll be empowered to transform your relationship to food and eating and your weight and well-being for the long term. Before I tell you more about how the path to weight loss and well-being works on this podcast, I want to take a moment to tell you the two things this podcast is not about. Number one, the optimal eating guidelines I'll be revealing in each episode are not about traditional dieting, something you try for a day or two or a week or a month that you go on, then off. Rather, I'll be giving you hands-on step-by-step tips, tools, and insights you can build on so that over time, the food choices you make, meaning what you eat, and how you eat, more about this later, till these things become your most of the time way of eating, The end result, you'll eat less and lose weight without dieting. Number two, the healing secrets of food revealed is also not about magic foods or supplements. What I call reductionistic tips, such as focusing on a single food or magic vitamin for weight loss and well-being. Nor is it about high-fat, low-fat, high-carb, low-carb, high-protein, low-protein eating. Rather, I designed each episode for you to build on each optimal eating insight I tell you about, so that over time, you transform your current relationship to food, eating, and weight with a dietary lifestyle, meaning a most-of-the-time way of eating that leads naturally to eating less and weighing less, and I'll say it again, without dieting. In other words, I'm going to give you the optimal eating insights that are designed to be a lifetime practice, scientifically sound skills you can build on as a way of eating you get better and better at over time, kinda like a yoga practice. I'll tell you the story of how I discovered the healing secrets of food I'll be telling you about in each podcast. And so you'll have a deeper understanding of this podcast's subtitle, which is Science-Backed Weight Loss Wisdom, I'll also introduce you to some groundbreaking scientific discoveries that are reshaping our understanding of food and its power to heal. This is pivotal information for you to know, because I think there's a disconnect between last century's model and 21st century scientific discoveries about food and health. What I'm saying is this: because society's understanding of nutritional science hasn't kept up with 21st century state-of-the-art scientific discoveries, you are not reaping the rewards of what we now know about the healing power of food. I launched my Healing Secrets of Food podcast to bridge this divide. I want to tell you the story about my journey into the Healing Secrets of Food. It starts in New Delhi, India, where my husband, his name is Larry Sherwitz, and he's a behavioral scientist. Larry was invited to present at the first international conference on lifestyle and health. I was excited about the idea of going with Larry, of course, to be with him and to see the Taj Mahal, but also because I'm a nutrition researcher, and at the time, I also wrote for magazines. My thinking: the conference would be a wonderful opportunity to interview an expert for an article I wanted to write about yoga and diet. With this in mind, I asked one of the esteemed presenters, cardiologist Dr. K.L. Chopra, who is the father of thought leader and author Deepak Chopra, if I could interview him for the article. I was thrilled when he said yes. When I asked Dr. Chopra about ancient yogic wisdom in food, his reply was instant. He said, and I quote, "Prana is the vital life force of the universe, the cosmic force, and it goes into you, into me, with food. When you cook with love," he continued, "you transfer the love into the food and it is metabolized." This comment changed my view of food forever. I thought, here is a clinical cardiologist talking about food and love, and he is talking about a belief from Hinduism, the world's oldest religion, with roots that go back more than 3,000 years. The thought wouldn't let go. I was fascinated by the idea that consciousness could influence food. To find out more, I went on what I call a nutrition journey around the world. A brief aside, don't be envious, it was from my computer and libraries. I researched ancient food wisdom from Hinduism and other major world religions, as well as cultural traditions, such as the Mediterranean diet, which is about 5,000 years old, and yogic nutrition, which is called Anna Yoga. And I also researched Eastern healing systems, such as India's Ayurvedic medicine and traditional Chinese medicine. What matters to you about my research on ancient food wisdom is this: for thousands of years, humankind turned to these sources of ancient food wisdom for guidelines about what and how to eat. It is only in the last 100 or so years that we have counted on nutritional science as we know it today for recommendations about optimal eating. When Larry and I put all this ancient food wisdom together, we discovered that for millennia, humankind has known that food is more than an amalgam of nutrients, that it is a four-part gift. Along with healing us physically, I call this biological nutrition, ancient food wisdom tells us food also enhances emotions. My term is psychological nutrition. It can satisfy the soul. This is spiritual nutrition. And food connects us to others. Social nutrition is my term, and to the mystery of life. Today, modern nutritional science is verifying food is indeed a four-part gift with the power to heal body, mind, soul, and your social well-being. Welcome to the paradigm-shifting, well-researched message in the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed podcast and to the power of food to heal multidimensionally. The four-facet way of eating is the foundation of Larry's and my Whole Person Integrative Eating Program. Published research we've done on Whole Person Integrative Eating shows that eating the four-facet way leads to eating less and weighing less without restrictive dieting, and it gets better. What you'll also discover in each episode of this podcast is that scores and scores of other studies link each facet not only to eating less and weighing less, but also to enhanced mind-body health and well-being. In other words, Larry and I found that food and health is about more, much more, than consuming adequate amounts of vitamins and minerals and what I call eating by number, counting calories or carbs or fat grams. And it's also a lot more than focusing on what's called macronutrients, high carb, low carb, high fat, low fat, high protein, low protein diets. Rather, the four facets of food are about the whole person and nourishing the whole person, achieving physical, emotional, spiritual, and social well-being each time you eat. It is about the power of food to heal all of you. This is the Meta-Healing Secrets of Food, and it is the focus of this podcast. I describe this meta-healing secret as ancient food wisdom meets modern nutritional science. Let me give you an example. For 6 years in a row, U.S. News and World Report ranked the Mediterranean diet as the number one best diet because of its host of body-mind health benefits that lead to longevity and health. Here's the ancient food wisdom. With roots that go back over 5,000 years, the Mediterranean diet embraces fresh, whole, plant-based food. Think fruit, veggies, whole grains, beans and peas, and nuts and seeds, with small servings of animal-based food, mostly fresh fish and some dairy, with occasional chicken and even less occasional meat, perhaps twice a month. The only added oil is locally grown extra virgin olive oil. Here's how the ancient Mediterranean diet meets modern nutritional science. The link between the Mediterranean diet and health emerged more than 50 years ago when researcher Ansel Keys studied the health status of nearly 13,000 middle-aged men in the United States, Japan, and some European countries. When his team found that men from the Mediterranean island of Crete experienced lower rates of cardiovascular disease than those in other countries, the researchers attributed it to the island's post-World War II diet of fruits, veggies, grains, beans, and fish. Since then, hundreds of studies have linked a bevy of health benefits with the fresh, local, plant-based, nutrient-dense Mediterranean diet. Here's a sampling of its benefits: healthy weight and weight loss, heart health, diabetes prevention and control, improved brain function, lower risk of certain cancers, lower blood pressure, less Alzheimer's disease, and more. What you also need to know is that the health and healing linked with the Mediterranean diet is increased by the Mediterranean lifestyle. A study by the Mayo Clinic tells us that along with enjoying a mostly fresh, whole food, plant-based diet, health benefits are also linked to the Mediterranean lifestyle, which includes enjoying, one, meals with others in a pleasant atmosphere, physical activity, regular rest, and eating and living in genial, warm, welcoming surroundings. The Mayo Clinic study uses the word conviviality to describe this friendliness. As a matter of fact, the element of the Mediterranean lifestyle that includes social, pleasurable enjoyment of fresh food with others inspired integrative medicine physician Robert E. Graham to say that, quote, how they eat is just as important as what they eat, with gusto, flavor, with family members, end quote. So too with the ancient healing secrets that comprise the whole person integrative eating program Larry and I discovered that I'll be telling you about in each Healing Secrets of Food Revealed podcast. As with the Mediterranean lifestyle, each element of our whole person integrative eating program that I'll be revealing to you is part of a dietary lifestyle that includes not only what you eat, what I call food choices, but also how you eat, meaning your eating behaviors. And also like the Mediterranean diet and lifestyle, it is based on ancient food wisdom and modern nutritional science. The key takeaway, the ingredients of whole person integrative eating are a dietary lifestyle that includes what to eat and also how to eat, meaning specific eating behaviors that up your odds of eating less and weighing less. Like pieces of a puzzle, as you integrate each tip, tool, and insight I'll tell you about in each episode, what may seem like irregular, disconnected pieces are actually interconnected pieces that lead to a complete picture of optimal eating. In other words, as you connect and integrate each element of the whole person integrative eating picture, you get closer and closer to an optimal dietary lifestyle, a most of the time way of eating that leads to eating less and weighing less. Here's how behavioral scientist Larry Sherwitz, co-founder of Whole Person Integrative Eating, and my husband, explains it, quote, one small change in what and how you eat won't make a big difference in health, he says, unless it's the beginning of making comprehensive, healthful changes every day over the long term. Each episode of The Healing Secrets of Food is designed for you to do this, to show you what and how to eat so you can build on and integrate each optimal eating insight into your everyday life for the long term. In other words, you'll be discovering a relationship to food and eating that enhances health with each meal, a relationship that is a lifetime practice. In a moment, I'm going to tell you about the benefits of the science-backed whole person integrative eating dietary lifestyle that is the foundation of this podcast. But first, I'd like to take a moment to shed some light on Larry's and my research expertise and why I'm so passionate about sharing our knowledge about weight loss and well-being in this podcast. To begin, I want all of you to know that Larry really, really knows what he's talking about when he says that the way to reap the rewards of healthful eating is to make and then build on healthful changes every day until you can practice and implement your optimal eating skills every day and forever. We know this works because Larry was director of research for 18 years on pioneering physician Dr. Dean Ornish's program for reversing heart disease with lifestyle changes. And I was the nutritionist on Dr. Ornish's first clinical trial for reversing heart disease and director of nutrition on similar reversal research at cardiovascular clinics in Europe. Because of Dr. Ornish's lifestyle research, today we know it's possible to prevent, treat, or even reverse heart disease and other chronic diet and lifestyle conditions with the components of Dr. Ornish's program. 1, a fresh whole food plant-based diet. 2, stress management. 3, regular physical activity. And 4, social support and connection. This is Ornish Lifestyle Medicine. I'm telling you about the elements of the Ornish Lifestyle Program for reversing heart disease because they are now the foundation of a new medical specialty called lifestyle medicine. I'm also telling you about this because in the same way, Larry's and my research on our whole person integrative eating program has revealed specific optimal eating elements that, when practiced together, can be a powerful determinant of weight loss and well-being. Albert Einstein said, quote, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them." The diet think most of us have learned over the past few decades is an ineffective strategy to help the millions struggling with diet-related body-mind conditions, from obesity and heart disease to diabetes, depression, and more. Clearly, we need a new way of thinking about optimal eating, weight, and health. Groundbreaking discoveries in the 21st century about food and health give us new insights into the power of food to heal. And the ancient new four-facet way of eating, Larry and I have discovered, is a piece of 21st century nutrition discoveries that can lead to success. Please join me each week on the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed to guide your optimal eating journey with the science-backed wisdom of whole person integrative eating. In each episode, I will give you scientifically sound pieces of the optimal eating puzzle so that you will discover what and how specific food choices and eating behaviors you do every day can help you to eat less and weigh less and to feel better mentally, spiritually, and socially. In other words, you will be empowered to implement and practice every day the dietary lifestyle, not the diet, that leads to eating less and weighing less. For instance, you will, 1, discover the 7 new normal overeating styles that lead to overeating and overweight. Our What's Your Overeating Style self-assessment quiz will give you the insights you need to identify the personal reasons you overeat and gain weight. 2, you'll discover how to explore the what and how to eat ingredients of the WPIE dietary lifestyle that lead to eating less and weighing less. 3, balance your emotions and feel better mentally with food choices you make every day. 5, experience a transformation in your relationship to food and eating, and also receive support with the Healing Secrets of Food community. In other words, in each episode of the Healing Secrets of Food, we will dive deep into the latest, most relevant, dependable nutritional science about whole person nourishment so you can know, really know what to eat and how to eat to up the odds of nourishing all of you physically, emotionally, spiritually, and socially. In this way, you will discover the roadmap for reaching and sustaining your health destination. But wait, there's more. I know change isn't easy, especially when it comes to food and eating. So that you can reap the rewards of what you discover in each episode of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, I close each episode with an in-action idea for you to try. This may be a quick tip about how to implement the healing secret we just discussed, or a practical step you can take, such as ordering a size down of your favorite coffee concoction, or perhaps I'll suggest a self-insight exercise, an internal reflection that can lead you closer to achieving your food-related health goals. I'll offer an in-action exercise at the end of each episode that can contribute to your transformation from today's new normal way of eating, which leads to overeating and overweight. 2, whole person integrative eating, which I describe as your scientifically sound personal guide to eating less and weighing less without dieting. Today, in my first episode of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, I want to start your sense of discovery about eating for optimal health with a self-insight reflection. You may want to keep a Healing Secrets of Food Revealed journal, either with a pen or paper, remember writing by hand, or on your computer, the choice is yours. Here's today's in-action self-insight reflection. Consider this. Are you ready, really, really ready, to make slow but steady, long-term changes in your food choices and eating behaviors? Or not really, meaning, is it more accurate to say that you're in a pre-contemplation stage, that you're not really ready, or you just don't want to take proactive steps toward optimal eating and well-being? In other words, deep down, do you really want to continue your current food choices and way of eating? Or do you want to make changes you can trust and depend on that lead to weight loss and well-being? There's no right or wrong answer. Wherever you are is where you're supposed to be, and that's just fine, truly. I want to thank you for joining me today on The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. With each show, I'm looking forward to sharing step-by-step, science-backed insights you need to nourish all of you, body, mind, soul, and social well-being each time you eat, so you can thrive. If you would like a summary of today's in-action exercise, please visit HealingSecretsPodcast.com. Then look for the yellow light bulb next to the in-action CTA. At HealingSecretsPodcast.com, you can also listen to this episode again and read the transcript. And please consider subscribing to the podcast and joining the Healing Secrets of Food podcast community on Facebook, where I'll be looking forward to meeting you. It is with great excitement that I invite you to join me each week on this transformative journey about your relationship to food. I'm Deborah Keston, host of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Until next week, be nourished.